Folks, anyone who interrupts will be asked to leave. You're asked to leave if you interrupt. Ma'am, you're asked to leave. If you don't leave, you'll be excluded. Ms. Rayford, you need to leave the chambers or be excluded. We're going to have a council meeting with you or without you, so we've got to just figure that out here. Mr. Davis, you're excluded.
No.
So, all right, we're recessed. Those two folks are excluded.
No, I'm not. I'm scheduled to speak. I'm scheduled to speak. Well, I guess I'm going to get a turd on my floor when I go home tonight.
Dad, go get some more coffee. You probably need it, buddy.
Excluded? Yeah, right. For what?
Coward!
Once again, the man did that.
Excluded because he doesn't want to talk about a child sex abuser pastor that he met up with in the community. So Charlie Hale shut down Portland City Hall on the 29th, right? No, I'm not leaving. I'm not leaving. I'm scheduled to speak. I'm scheduled to speak. I'm scheduled to speak. I have not disrupted. I'm not leaving.
We need to everybody there.
No, I'm not leaving.
You need to leave also.
I need to speak.
For what?
Because I'm scheduled to speak.
Mr. Vanderlyn was not asking to leave. You fascist goon, keep your hands off her too.
Hands off.
Come arrest me. I don't care. It'll just be another lawsuit against you guys and show that you guys don't want to talk about child sex abuse and how you would rather meet up with a child rapist pastor, Matthew Hennessy, instead of actually meeting up with Gulfstream
Portland.
He'd rather meet up with a child sex offender instead of this guy and Teresa Rayford and Gulfstream Portland.
Only city in the country.
And then he doesn't want me to speak, so he just excludes me. I see how this. Sorry, it's not going down like that. I'll go out in handcuffs and fucking beat the charges in all fucking 2 weeks.
They deal with.
And then file another fucking tort claim against the city.
They vetted the room. I'll walk up.
They ain't going down the way Charlie thinks. If I can't lay my 3 minutes, then I'll go out in handcuffs. I don't care.
That defend the rights of black people standing up against these people that have violated our civil liberties continuously. DOJ and all the rest of them, but they're policing partners, so of course they wouldn't stand up for it. They probably have something to do with the investigation. That's why I asked for a couple of records requests on all of them. I want to see what those elections look like. Since y'all organized with them to do marches, and at those marches, you guys have officers that have killed people. You know, so in November, when you guys had that protest or that march after the verdict, you didn't have officers that have been involved in Derrick.
What are the facts?
They were there
what
at the time. They didn't have
to be questioning me.
What are the facts?
I'm here to testify.
What are the facts?
You know how to reach me.
Yeah,
shut up. Shut up.
See, Mike, you know this is bullshit. The mayor didn't want to hear me talk about all this stuff, so he just preemptively pulled a bunch of bullshit. You know, that's reality. That's all.
Citizens that want to talk about Portland Police Bureau's union contract when we have the mayor and the police commissioner as the same person. And he's sending his little foot soldiers in here to shut people up. That's what we got going on here. Tyranny in America.
I'm scheduled to speak for 3 minutes and I'm not leaving until
All these officers here. To use force, physical force and violence. I don't care if it's and it's built in conflict of interest.
No justice, no peace. Through racism, peace. No justice, no peace. Through racism, peace. No justice, no peace, no racist,
peace.
No justice, no peace, no racist, peace. No justice, no peace, no racist, peace. No justice, no peace, no racist, peace. No justice, no peace, no racist, peace. No justice, no peace, no racism.
Police commissioner, that's not going to happen. So these guys are willing to use violence.
Who are you to protect?
Who are you to protect? Who are you to protect? Who are you to protect? The news is watching.
Come on, man.
He's fine. He's not doing nothing.
No problem. I'll do it all nice and slow, and my backpack's right behind me. Right on, cool deal.
Your hair! Why are you being arrested? Do you know why you're being arrested?
Let him go!
Let him go!
You know I could fall and hurt myself.
Help yourself!
Get out of my goddamn way!
This is a public hearing. Freedom of speech is in effect. It is a right that Teresa is exercising. She has not broken any law.
The less you said that, anything happened.
Yeah, there's still people being
arrested. My slip's right there. Awesome.
Hi, Malcolm. Yeah, I got the bag tracked down the stairs.
I'd like to know your name as well, officer.
Laura, also.
Right. Folks, we're clearing the chamber. Everyone needs to leave.
Right now, we're clearing the chamber.
Back in order, we'll let you back in. Please.
What's going to take for it to be back in order to let us back in if we have to? It's not really a public hearing. It's public meeting.
I need that statement in writing. We can't let you rest if you're being arrested.
So if we all sit down, you
guys can... Yeah, what's going on?
So if we sit down, we'll continue? So he just said...
This is about money, everybody.
Right.
This
I want
to have to arrest all of us for arrest.
About $10 million.
No, if Teresa won't be arrested...
They
just tried to arrest Teresa. We're not going to let that happen.
Is she...
Are they going to arrest her?
They're trying to make deals with us. Don't ever make a deal with them. When you make deals with them, that's how they get you later. They're like, oh, you didn't uphold the deal to shut the fuck up. So, all right, time to arrest you. Yeah, that's how they play that. Don't make deals with them. Don't agree to nothing.
We can sit down.
We have the First Amendment right to freedom of speech.
If you put it in writing that we are not under arrest. If you can put it in writing that no one's under arrest and we can sit down and continue this, then that's cool.
I don't think
we're going to arrest the citizens.
The citizens are over here.
Yeah. I don't feel very protected. For sure.
The citizens are over here. These people are over here.
Yes.
Right?
issue.
Yeah, definitely.
It's going to be an issue.
Especially because I heard Sarah. Can you just put out my
camera for me? Sure. Do you want me to grab it?
Go chase your money in a different room.
No. Tara. No, they're not gonna do it. What's
she knows what's going on. I don't even talk to
her. Are we in writing?
Why do you still have this job, man?
It's gotta be bad for
you. Laura's to keep him, Laura.
You seem like a friendly guy.
Laura, just
guy.
I really don't want
him to be the only
one.
She's
gonna force
out.
Yeah,
they
have
like
all the
good house.
I go 9-5.
Which is just
they go 9 for don't shoot.
Trespassing. In a public building.
Okay, trespassing. When you can give somebody a ticket for that, you don't gotta take notes.
I appreciate your.
Arbitrarily
appreciate your stance on most issues. You're not exactly gun to it.
I am, but I'm not a moderate gun toter. I'm having 21 years.
We also need a writing that they're going to let us testify on the contract.
See, that's as long as they let her testify.
They did. They said they're getting it in writing that they're not going to let us testify on the list now. So we'll continue with the hearing.
Mike, they're putting it in writing?
Yeah. Tara said they're working.
Wow. Basically, what happened was the city council was.
And all that stuff.
They just rescinded what happened. Because they're putting it in writing.
They said, Paul, hockey, when they say, out, they said,
Professor Baker,
they said, in writing the Orlando contract.
In an ideal world, like that, and he had to hear, he had to drill for 5 minutes. That's why he's pissed. She's getting her coffee. He's embarrassed. He's chewing out his heart. He's like, you need to be faster. She's like, trying to speak.
Micah,
you're working on time. I need to pee.
I have a Stand up for them too, they cannot hurt them. So I guess the plan is we're going to stay here now until the other two activists are released from custody.
Okay.
Otherwise, the meeting doesn't resume.
Okay.
The mayor has the power to instruct officers.
You know what's going on? They really want to see that.
That's a lot of people.
Until they decide.
Come on now.
I already went out there.
And they let you leave and come back in?
Well, I can't afford it.
So we're trying to get the other driver to come back in.
We'll do it again.
Let's sit down. And we have to do it.
Executing me.
That just dated himself.
He did.
That's the opposite.
Jesse's old, yo.
That's making up for all the other Rangers players. The Edie will be all like perfectly positioned horse skins.
This is what it takes.
I feel like maybe watching this from outside.
There, look at them on the door.
There's a block. Well, there's a block. There are plain clothes cops out there.
I mean, it's like kind of like we're even being held hostage because they're like hurricane.
No, we're totally being held hostage.
Yeah, this is like.
How are you gonna leave?
Right.
Yeah, we're gonna leave and then not come back. But can we come back if we leave them?
Hey, the Portland Mercury has said that they're locked us in. Hey, the Portland Mercury is reporting that they've locked us in city council chambers right now.
So that's,
yes, yes. They said they've locked down our facility.
Well, we have the laziest
chairs. Chairs will go through the window, right?
You're not locked in here. You're more than welcome to leave.
Yeah, I mean,
we get everything. You can come back in here in a second.
I don't know about that. That looks like they can walk outside.
That is, I do not trust walking out that door.
Did they kidnap us?
Hell the fuck. If they come for me, I'm eating the mayor's candy.
Bring our buddies back and
eat them.
They got candy?
Yeah, they got candy right there. Bring our buddies back.
I guarantee they would arrest me for that.
Started here. As soon as you sit down, the lights go on, we get started.
Laura, then, said that the charges are not being pressed on their individual.
just the messenger. Also, they said that if we cannot maintain quorum, I'm just messing.
Yes.
But if we can't maintain the quorum, then they're going to project the meeting over this, and they will have it in the road room without us. So they can either be still in here, and they'll come back in and have the meeting here, or they will project it over the screen, and we will sit here.
Not until Rachel goes to the room.
Rachel's in here, but they're not moving.
Well, she's one of the same kids. She's hanging out on the front. They're doing the work.
And they called them SWAT for nothing, and they arrested two people.
This is a horrible day in the media.
Like, people are just like, it's chaos now.
Like, everybody here, like, you can be on social media. Never planned on hearing this.
Eradicated.
However, we also, like, we've been told that the contract is not being voted in the contract. So, the discussion today is the only thing that we're going to say is the amendment. So at this point, we're just trying to make sure that if they move the meeting to the road, they want that to make sure that they do that. Anybody in the meeting, they agree to that. So now we're just waiting to make sure that that meeting is
in the
road.
Can I sue them?
Fuck them. Fuck them!
I'm going to work with people that support the commission. So please, any kind of bias in media is not going to
So just so everyone knows, like, social media and media outlets, like, be sure to comment on what happened here today. We did not get a chance to give testimony on this contract or the amendments, and even though they're going to do the meeting in the Rose Room and still continue it to vote on the amendments, we are still not getting a chance to give testimony on the amendments, which is against us.
Is it going to be on the live stream? Is it going to be on the live stream?
They're going to put it here.
Thank you. And then know that we sent the information out to several community members over the past week. We even had an event on Sunday where we encouraged people to know our information and see that.
How did they lock us out?
Yeah. Y'all know the national headline Occupy City Hall. KATU, hashtag Occupy City Hall.
Don't stand on the furniture. It breaks, it's on you.
Hashtag Occupy City Hall. Hashtag Occupy City Hall.
We said, hey, that sucks.